Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave. I'm Dave. And I teach PE, kindergarten through fifth grade in Fort Myers, Florida. And I teach large groups. Now, if you're here with large groups, and you have, I mean, you're not here with large groups, but if you have large groups, very cool. If you don't, that's awesome too. Please continue to join us because this is actually a game that I want to talk about that can, it's really for a one, it's like a one class game basically. It depends on how many, I guess, fields you can set up or courts you can set up. But this is a game I called Poison Dice. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with that name. I'm not sure if that's a great name or not. I guess we'll see. But here's the deal. I love Chukball. I do. I love Chukball. If you know me at all, if you follow me on social media, you know I love Chukball. We do a big unit every year with fifth grade, and we just finished up not too long ago. It was awesome. The Frosted Flakes won the whole thing, although the Boogie Woogies had a better name, and they were in the finals together. And I love handball. I love Ultimate. I love strategy games. I'm a big chess guy. I love strategy. I love fitness. I love dice. So I created a game called Poison Dice. Here we go. All right, so I was thinking about all the stuff that I enjoy. And I've seen some games sort of similar, I guess. But I wanted to make it my own. Make it your own. I sound like an American Idol. They're like, you really made that your own. Man, good job. So I made this my own. What I did was I took some cones, and I will link up the PDF, and maybe let me show some pictures so you can see what I'm talking about. So I take this cone, a big cone, and I put these big dice on top of it, basically, because I have dice, and I'm like, what do I do with these dice? They're really cool, but I have 8 billion kids. What do I do with the dice? So this is really a one-class game. What I did was I made two courts at a time, which I do for a lot of games like Chukball or handball, where it's like on the basketball court, we have two basketball courts. On one basketball court would be like, I mean, ideally, you know, 4-on-4, but we don't have that. It's more like 5-on-5 or 6-on-6. And that's on each court. So what's going on in this game is, again, it's kind of like Chukball or handball, where it's, you know, 3 steps, 3 seconds. The difference is, as far as Chukball goes, they're going one way. Like, you know, red team's going to knock over the certain die, and blue team's going the other way, or whatever colors, or whatever you want to say. And so they go down the court with a different object. Now, I would start with the gator skin balls. I don't want to call them dodgeballs, but that's what they are. The gator skin balls, and they have to pass to each other. I've modified some rules, which I'll talk about in a moment. They pass to each other, and then there is a no-go zone, and before they go in that zone, they can kind of take a shot at the dice or die. And if they hit it and it knocks over, they have to do what it says on there. Sometimes it's an exercise. Sometimes they just get points. Sometimes they lose points. And so that's the whole game. That's the basic part of the game. And if they drop the ball, it's the other team's ball. And it's the first team to whatever points you want to say. 10 points, 11 points, 15 points. I don't know. But some are negative. That's why I called it poison. You know, you land on a poison number and you go backwards. Okay, now here's some of the things that I've tinkered with, though. In the beginning, now my students are pretty used to doing games with no defense because of Chukball. In the beginning, I let them play defense. And I said you have to use kind of like warm defense where you put your hands in the air. They don't quite get that. They did a little bit more like, you know, warmish hot or you know, a little more than warm, a little less than hot defense, and nobody was scoring. So then I took defense away and said, okay, you need to let them shoot it. You need to let them pass it. I've changed the distance. Before I had it where basically, if you picture a basketball court, which again, you could kind of check this out. If you picture a basketball court, like the 3-point arc, I guess, arc. I never knew how to say that. It's the golden arches of McDonald's and it's an arc. Okay, it's an arc. So the 3-point line, semicircle, how's that, is the no-go zone. And then the cone standing up with the die will be in the middle of that. And what I noticed was there wasn't a lot of room to run. So I moved it back to the almost underneath the basketball net, but I did make a no-go zone. They can't go in a certain spot, like the, I guess the lane, what do you call it? The lane, the, in the paint in basketball. They can't go in that, that rectangle looking thing. Because if not, they just run right up next to it and do it and hit it. It wouldn't make sense. But I want to make sure people have and teams have success. It shouldn't just be back and forth, nobody's knocking it down, nothing's going on. So I vary the distance. And some of these things you just have to work on yourself based on, you know, what if you're doing in the field or you're where you're doing it. I've tinkered with everyone has to touch it or not. I think that's a good rule. Everybody on the team has to touch it at least once before you shoot it. And, you know, making the no-go zone bigger or smaller. I had to modify things because the wind, I've talked about this quite a bit. We get a lot of wind. I believe it's weird because I'm like, I'm in Florida. Why is there so much wind? We have a pavilion. It's almost like a wind tunnel. And then our basketball court or courts are behind the building. So it's kind of like it's just one big wind tunnel and there's not a lot of like, it's kind of blocked. So anyways, I have to modify things. Like I gave them, I can't give them like a beach ball because the wind would just be too much. So I have modified it, by the way. Another thing to add to it. After a while, I'll switch objects with them. I'll give them a chicken, or I'll give them the deck ring, or I'll give them a bigger ball, a little bit heavier though. Not real heavy, but a little bit heavier. You know, I've given them, what else? I mean, you can give them anything. You can give them a beanbag if you want. Anything to change up how they catch, how they throw, how they communicate, talk about strategy with them. You know, I'm always changing up the game on them. I'm always saying, okay, now no defense, or now, you know, again, everyone has to touch it. Now this time I've seen the same person, you know, shoot it every time. So this time that person is not allowed to, you know, shoot it for the next, whatever, five throws. Okay, something like that where we're always modifying, always tinkering with it to make it better. But I think it's a really good game because the funniest one so far, we've only played for a little bit, for like a week or two. The funniest one was that this team kept knocking the die over and it kept landing on a two. Now two for them was two burpees. And I've changed the, and I'll throw some of these in there too, some the PDFs of, they're just Word documents with, you know, the numbers and the poison things they have to do or the points they get. And I change them up. They're all different. So they kept landing on two. They had to do two burpees. Then they landed two again, two more burpees. And it just it's kind of funny how it kept going. But sometimes it worked out really well for the team. Sometimes it didn't. That's why it's called Poison Dice. So I don't know if I confuse you with that, but I will provide all the stuff that you can look at visually so you can see what's going on. So now it is time for your Cowbell Tip of the Day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is, I mean, check out the PDF. Check out everything I linked up in the episode notes. I will put out the links to the Word documents. Now you can make them more fancy if you want. I'm planning on making more, getting them laminated. I put them in pockets in front of the cones. They attach the cones basically. I've also had to, I didn't mention this, modify the cones. I put orange like soccer domes upside down on the cones because the wind was just so brutal. It was knocking the dice over all the time. So make the modifications, check out all the stuff, the visual stuff I'm sending you. I'm putting in the links and that's it. That's your cowbell tip of the day. Give it a try. All right, all you awesome teachers out there, that is your episode for today. As always, check out supersizephysed.com for more information, more podcasts, more videos, more PDFs, and I just thank you for tuning in. So check out Poison Dice and give it a try in your PE space, in your PE program if you can. It's a great addition to, again, the chook ball, the handball type stuff, ultimate. It's a great progression with strategy and fitness and dice. That's why you should check it out. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Whenever you're listening to this, you guys and girls are awesome. Take care. Here's a new beat for you.